Good morning, everyone. And if you hear the sound in the background, it is my in-motion elliptical that I keep under my desk, getting that heart pumping. I hope you're having a great morning this morning. I enjoyed my Primo Java. It was wonderful. Great start to the day. I like to start my morning by telling the Lord good morning and I love you to Him. I'm blowing Him kisses. So I'm sharing with you today my morning routines as we go through our first day challenge. And the first thing I do before I get out of bed, after I tell Him good morning, is I say, Father, I ask for and receive Your great grace for the day, for abundant life. And I wait. I can sense and sometimes feel that download of His great grace into my spirit. And you know what? It does work. It helps you. I learned this through Revelator Kat Kerr, and I've been practicing it ever since. And you know what? If you just listen like a child, sometimes receive and do, you'll be surprised all the amazing things that happen to you in your life. So we're going to build character today. We're going to build our souls and character in the Lord. And today is measuring our words. And this is just going to add on precept, because that's how God's word works anyway. So today we're talking about our mouth, things we say. We have power in our words. The word of God in Proverbs 21, I'm going to give you my paraphrased version of it, is the power of life and death is in the tongue and you eat the fruit of it. What does that mean? Power of life or death is in the tongue. And you eat the fruit of it. Well, some people say you speak it, it happens. It's kind of like that, yeah. Let's look at the law of attraction. If you're saying positive things are coming to you. If you're saying negative things are coming to you. If you are speaking bad words, you're going to attract bad things into your life. That's just the truth. It's like gravity. It draws to you. If you're speaking the positive truth of God, you're drawing life to you. You're drawing His life to you. Good things. Not just good things for good things' sake, but life things. Things that God has given to us. What has He said about you? It's important to know what the Word says so that you know how to speak it. So refuse today to speak any curses over your family, over yourself, or anyone else. As the Scripture was saying, we want to eat the fruit of life. Okay? So that's the first thing. And you do like I do. I declare life and not death over myself and over my family today. I command this day in Jesus' name, let there be light. Why am I saying that? Because our Father said, let there be light. And He said it was good. Light and life go together. Negative words and darkness go together. All you have to do is look around to see that. Go through the 40-day challenge today. Speak out loud the verses to declare and decree over your life. Take up your authority in Christ Jesus. And I'm going to share more later today. This is your morning. Get you going. Get out and walk. Do something. Get your heart pumping. This morning, put your MP3 player on your head and listen to beautiful worship songs and just be in awe of what God has created and thanksgiving in your heart as you make declarations over your day. We're going to talk about sending the hosts of heaven out to clear the day. And I hope that some of you have already gotten books and some things either from me or from Kat Kerr or from others who have taught on how to get your day cleared out. But for now, we're starting with let's get going and let's talk good positive things and get our day going. I will be back with you. Love you guys so much and talk with you again soon this morning.